This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour, R. McFadden here with Kay Kessler, Jay Horn, and D. Steffen, the Good Day program. So, McFadden has been around me too long. He knows just as I'm about to open my mouth, he drops something on me that was nothing to do with where I was going. But as soon as I heard it, I went into the zonk zone. You know, the zonk zone, probably zonker zone. The Halloween, now, I don't believe much in Halloween because I think that there are a lot of things that have happened over the years and just been nasty, stupid, whatever it is. But to have Halloween canceled because it will offend somebody, give me a break.
Yeah. And can I make a suggestion since Halloween is on a Friday this year?
Yeah.
Can it always be on Friday?
I know. Isn't that a good idea?
Wouldn't that be like the last Friday of the
week? Yeah. Right.
Because you're getting these poor kids like that are just sugared out going to school the next day, and it's just not fun. Do it on Friday.
Well, if you have parents that are responsible, it would be okay. But, you know, that's not always the case. But this is more crazy because some people, All Hallows Eve, for those of you, I mean, most everybody knows this is formally sort of a religious holiday. It was a pagan holiday. Then the religionists, sort of the Christian tradition, took it over. And then it got sort of dropped back into the zero zone of religion. Although there are certain things. What happens on Thursday? Thursday is sort of a religious, has a religious connection to it as well in the Christian tradition. I can't remember what it is. It's kind of like Maundy Thursday before Good Friday, but it's not. There's another, I don't know, it has something to do with souls being released, some gobbledygook. At any rate, this is a, oh my God, is anything going to survive the politically correct movement? These people talk about bowel movements and politically correct movements. They ought to be in the same category. Flush them and move on. What in the who? Richie, where is this?
Newington, Connecticut, Hartford.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Hartford. Actually, that whole area around Hartford is very... Wow, this is ethnic. A lot of Jewish people are in the suburbs of Hartford and Farmington, Newington, that whole, it's sort of south and west of the city. But they're not. Is anybody who's Jewish object to this? This is objections that are coming from Muslims? What is
well,
that?
No,
this
I
is another thing because it gets headline
play. It's got to be like Jehovah's Witnesses.
It's Jehovah's Witnesses, it's Orthodox Jews, and it's Muslims. But wait a minute. Nobody's really stepped forward to say, I'm offended. They're doing it because they could
be offended. Right.
Where is the decision? Is this a, they're not going to talk about it in schools, that sort of thing?
School board. It's a school board. They canceled all the remaining
I wonder if this is appropriate. Now, maybe I'm going
to
speak out of the other side of my mouth. I'm wondering if this is appropriate for school. What is educational about having a Halloween party at school?
It's fun. You know
okay,
what?
Okay, so have a party in your house.
It have to be heavy lifting. It could be fun. And it's
well,
the hard
there's a lot of not heavy lifting going on in schools. Have you seen the results of test lately and where we rank in the international community in terms of education? I think we ought to be spending a lot more time on education and a lot less time on stuff
but you know what?
Like this.
Okay, there's a valid argument.
Thank you.
Okay.
But there's always an after.
Right.
But
if we are going to spend the rest of our lives, we are a very diverse country here.
Yeah.
And if we're going to spend the rest of our lives worrying about who we might offend,
forget it.
Sounded like somebody was having a party there.
I know. What was that?
Oh,
No idea what that is.
Maybe Laura showed up early for work.
Are you by yourself? Is it haunted in there, Rich?
Yeah, I thought it was.
You guys keep talking. I'll be right back.
All right. So
let's come back. Call the police.
Should we call the police?
Somebody call the police.
Forget.
The situation with the Canadian gunman. Last week, toward the end of the week, we were all talking about this gunman.
The coward that shot the soldier in the back?
Him. His name was Michael Zahef Bibeau.
Right.
He was, quote, driven by ideological and political motives. Made a video of himself, apparently. And this sort of laid claim to or understanding to the fact this guy was a whack job. But there are a lot of whack jobs in the world.
Well, and that's who these groups like ISIS and these extremist groups are targeting. They're targeting people who are deviants, who don't feel like they have a place.
Well, they're misplaced, exactly. They're misplaced.
Who have a criminal past or
misfits.
Drug problems.
Yep.
And it's like the lowest common denominator. They all of a sudden start talking to them and giving them a sense of belonging. I mean, really, from a marketing standpoint, quite genius, actually.
You mean for ISIS, for the purpose of ISIS, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Elite Army troops... Army Green Berets, American Army Green Beret troops, have disparaging remarks to say about the performance of Afghan Army troops. The disparaging remarks have to do with the way the Afghans are fighting, or not, apparently.
Like girls?
Well, it's the sort of same... I mean, I know some girls are pretty good fighters.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I take it back. Right. They don't fight as well as the girls do.
No. So here's another... this is sort of cut out of the same page of the Iraqi soldiers. We trained the Iraqi soldiers. Remember that big deal? We spent how much money to train the Iraqi soldiers?
And they throw down their guns and
they, when the ISIS people show up, they throw their guns down and they run away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like a bunch of girls. Okay, so now the Afghani soldiers apparently are doing the same thing, refusing to fight, hiding among trees and behind rocks when the Taliban is after them. The criticisms came to light in a story that was published in the Washington Times over the weekend, Richie.
And what's perfect about this is that all those guns that we gave these people that can't fight and defend themselves, guess where that goes?
Yeah, they throw them down on the ground right away and the other guys pick them up.
Bring them up. Yep, exactly. Oh, my God, why are we doing
that's
all this
That's why
stuff?
Expecting other people to fight the battles that we want to fight.
Well, we shouldn't be over there. There's no battle. There's no battle to fight.
Okay.
We shouldn't be there.
It's ideal. It's not a state. It's an irregular war is what it is. You're fighting somebody who wants to take out.
What do you do with these ISIS people then? Let them take over the whole Middle East and become
that's just... That's what I'm saying. You have to go over there and get them.
You send Madam Secretary Tealeone over there and get the CIA in. Why do you say it's an awful show? It's actually quite well written.
Oh, my gosh. Have you watched it?
Like I watch it every Sunday. I like it.
Oh,
I think it's a good show. Anybody else watch it? I think it's a good show.
Look how offended he is when you shot at Tia Leone.
No, I just think it's a good show.
I watched one episode, and that's all I can remember.
So that's all it takes is one with you?
Yes,
I thought you had a brain.
I watched every new show once, and if I don't like it, it doesn't catch my attention.
No, come on.
It's so boring. It was a snooze fest.
No, it was it's a good story. It's not everybody getting shot up. It's a good story. Duh. Okay.
Wow.
Let's see if it lasts one season.
But remember, I did not, Richie, Kenny, take note of this. I did not say who cares. I did not.
You did not. Instead, you said, what are you, stupid?
Right.
So I can't decide which put down I like better from you, actually.
I don't think
what
I
are
said.
Are you stupid
who
cares?
I didn't say, what are you, stupid?
Yes, you did. Did you not hear that? You gave it one. I said you gave it one episode. You go, what are you, dumb or stupid?
No, I didn't say that.
No, you said, don't you have a brain?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was.
Right.
There you go.
Much better.
There's a big difference.
The treatment around here.
Okay, a woman who was punched repeatedly by a California Highway Patrol.
By her co-host?
let's see, when are we going to lunch again? I'll be out there in a couple of weeks. When am I going? I'm going out. Megan's having a birthday, is having a shower for Fred. On the 9th, I think it is. So I'll
that's
be there.
Great, for your birthday.
So
Fred the grandson.
Fred the grandson.
The unborn grandson.
Right, whose name isn't Fred. But because they won't tell me what his name is, I said, we just call him Fred.
Because they know you're going to blab it.
When Megan...
Right. Even your daughter knows you can't trust the whole secret.
So Megan says, we're not telling you until the baby's born. Says, okay, we'll call him Fred. And Fred has stuck. Everybody's now calling this little baby. My daughter is, what is she,
Dudley?
7? No, it's not. She's not going to call him Dudley. 7 months in, right, to birthday. I mean, the C-section was scheduled for December 22nd. So that gives it to what? That's November.
They've already scheduled a C-section?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. Because if you don't make it in time, then you get the C. It's the newest thing.
Right? Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway,
I wouldn't buy that if I were her.
Well, but she doesn't want to have it. Her birthday is the 27th. Christmas is the 25th. They don't want to have it on either of those days. So they plan it for the 22nd. I have to actually check out that astrology on that day.
Make sure it's okay.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to spend a minute talking about this woman who was punched by the CHIPS officer.
Mm-hmm.
Incident was caught on film. Mm-hmm. $1.5 million she got.
She was a homeless woman that was wandering the freeway, right? Isn't that the one?
Her name is Marlene Pinnock, 51 years old. Let's see here. As part of the agreement, the officer who struck her will resign.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on paid leave since 2012. Good God. I don't see anything about her being homeless, but I seem to, in the back of my mind, remember that you said that before with this.
There was a lady, but you know what? I don't know if it was the same one. There was a lady who was walking the freeway, and she got punched by
her. I'm not sure about that. I'm not really sure.
Can you imagine, what if, here's my, and maybe I've hung out with you a little bit too much, Doug, because I smell a conspiracy here. What if you make a deal with the police officer and be like, okay, I want you to hit the bejeez out of me. Okay, and then we'll sue the city. And I'll cut you in on the deal because you're going to be out of a job. So yeah.
How about that?
There you go.
No way.
Well, except this guy is going to be facing criminal charges and could be going to prison. Well,
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy. But it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and together we're going to travel back into the past. We're going to travel to the year 1374, where an individual by the name of Chaucer came out with the following statement. Are you ready? All things must come to an end. That was his saying, all things must come to an end. But then in the United States, around 1680, somebody decided to add a word. You know what that word is, good. Now it says, all good things must come to an end. And years later, somebody added, all good things must come to an end, but all bad things can continue forever. Well, today is the day you and I change that. Today we begin a new mantra, a new saying. It goes as follows. All good things will continue forever. Repeat that again. All good things will continue forever. People are going to look back at this time knowing that the future was made by you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to move the dose to death.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
We'll be right back. at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stand by for some noise.
Yes.
Lots of noise. Our one-hit wonder contest group was around during this week in 1984 with the number one song, Around and Round.
Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. You make the night.
Now, Richie,
turn this one off.
Taking my headsets off.
Oh, nice and loud.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if people just waking up listening to this, thinking, what in the world's coming out of the radio?
Get on, get your blood moving, start rolling.
Hi, this is our one-hit wonder song of the day today. I'll have to call Bob and speak to him about his choices.
Ah, I'm stuck. Here we go. Ready?
Where's Frank Sinatra?
Wasn't a one-hit wonder, sir.
Master.
These guys know how to do a one-hit wonder.
Maybe there's a reason it was only one hit for them, Richie.
What a big hit.
Big hit. If you know who this is, group is...
If you wore tight satin pants and had big cheese hair back in 1985,
you're all set.
You just may know who this is.
888-302-3684 to win our CD of One Hit Wonders. That's the prize for you identifying the artist doing Round and Round. Hollywood heavy metal band topped the charts during this week in 1984. Again, if you tell us the name of the One Hit Wonder band, you dial 888-302-3684. Actually, they got together for the first time in 1971. They were called Fire Dome at that time. The music video, Richie, for this featured comedian Milton Berle dressed in his Uncle Milty drag character. Their sound influenced by Van Halen and Aerosmith. You can certainly hear that here. Round and Round is from an album called Out of the Cellar, which was certified platinum, and a later album, Reach for the Sky, also certified platinum. So it was in two different albums. They disbanded in the 90s, but apparently they still like each other. They occasionally tour together and record once in a while, but they have not come up with the second top single. Thus, they are the one-hit wonder focus of the Good Day program right now. Look at all these people who've got this figured out, Reggie.
That's, I told you it was a big song. They had one other hit, but it obviously never got into the top 10 or even the top 20. I think it's called Wanted Man.
All right, let's see. I'm in a generous mood today. Let's see what happens here. I'll start with Brian. Brian, where are you?
Where's that? Live Oak, Florida.
You're where in Florida?
Live Oak.
Live Oak. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you win before?
No.
Oh. All right.
Okay, he can hang with
me. Yeah, he can hang. All right.
Yeah, he can.
So, all right, hold on just a second. Don't go away. Don't go away. Don't go away. All right, Margaret, where are you?
Defiance, Ohio.
You're in Defiance. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Briefly.
Really?
Just when you first came on the air in Defiance.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to know that you're still like that. There. Yeah, that's very good. All right, hold on. Don't go away. Let's see here. Mike, where are you?
Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Chambersburg. What's going on there today?
Very little.
No, listen, that's okay. You got this going for you. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
All right, hold on a minute. Let's see here. What about Jerry, where are you?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
All right. So let's see if we can make a round robin here.
Oh, hold on a minute. You know what? Let's do this real quick. Hold on. I'm going to put it on Jerry.
Can you put everybody on together?
No, I'm going to ask Margaret. Margaret, in 1985, were you a big fan of this band?
Yeah, I was a big rock and roll fan. I remember this hit real well.
Did you have the teased up hair?
Not I, no.
No, okay. You didn't have the big 80s rock hair.
Bummer.
All right, Margaret, what's the name of this group?
Rat.
All right, hold on. Just saying, don't go away. Mike, name of the group?
Rat.
All right, hold on a second. Jerry, name of the group? Well, everybody knows now because they're listening.
Maybe.
All right, Jerry. Where'd Jerry go?
I'm right. It's
Rat. Okay.
Circle
hold on.
Gets the square.
One more. Brian, you agree? Everybody on the same page?
Yes.
All right. Give them all, Rizzy, all four of them. Give them the one-hit wonder CD.
Jackie, he's going to call
28 after on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager. Summer Ale?
Not Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat?
Oh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Be responsibly.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, providing an alternative, a backup, a forward-thinking group of people. It consists of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. We are here to work you through a lot of the things that are going on today. What is the latest? Here's what you need to know. Let me try to give you a couple of quickies just so that you'll feel better or not. U.S. health officials today begin monitoring passengers arriving from the West African nations that have Ebola. Only took them 3 weeks to get this done. Right on top of it.
We're gonna monitor people starting in 3 weeks.
Right.
We don't know how to monitor them for another 3 weeks. Mm-hmm.
White House trying to stem the movement toward mandatory quarantine policies. Just another. You want to play, Richie, just for the heck of it, go back to that Saturday Night Live overview of the administration. It was kind of funny. I think it was the first cut, as a matter of fact, cut 2703. Maybe this puts it all into perspective.
It's Obama telling you it's really not as bad as you think.
Whoever's playing Obama on SNL.
As you know, just 2 days ago, another American, this time a doctor in New York, was diagnosed with Ebola. Now, some people want to criticize the way our administration has handled this crisis. And it's true, we made a few mistakes early on. But I assure you, it was nowhere near as bad as how we handled the ISIS situation. I mean, our various Secret Service mishaps, or the scandals of the IRS and the NSA. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the Obamacare website had some pretty serious problems too. In fact, if you look at all the stuff that's happened my second term, this whole Ebola thing is probably one of my greatest accomplishments.
Maybe we'll leave it at that. 10,000 people, latest numbers, infected with Ebola. half of them or more, pretty close to half of them, have died. So, this is determined not to let this overrun and overrule what it is that we are doing here. A week and a day from the election. Next Tuesday, midterm elections. A lot of governor's races are up. Let's see here. And I'm looking at some of the poll information, Richie. 11 contests are within 4 points one way or the other. How does a governor's party affect how you vote? Versus for Congress, for example. It appears the Republicans are going to win fairly handily in most places, except where Mitch McConnell is concerned. But the Republicans pretty much take over the Senate, so they have the Senate and the House and balance off, try to keep Obama from making any more major mistakes and get him the hell out in the end of a couple of years. But you look, I wonder how you decide. Richie, I'll start with you. When you're voting, would you have governor in Maryland? I mean, in Virginia, that's no. You got 2 years ago, your governor was elected.
No, we're coming up. It's Mark Warner.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's the family, everybody knows the family name. He's not going to have much trouble being reelected, is he?
Ed Gillespie's running against him, and
I don't know that name.
I do know that.
He used to be a lobbyist. And
that's
the big
right,
finger
for Bush,
painting
right.
back on him was that he was a lobbyist for Enron.
Hmm.
So that's what they're trying to nail him with.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Mark Warner's a Democrat, so Gillespie's the Republican.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's not being influenced. Nobody looks at Warner and says, Obama. Do they? He's the same as Obama, because that's what the various senatorial and congressional races.
No, they're not trying to pin that on him as much as they could.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's see. Kenny, Californian, no race. Yeah, there's a race in California. Yeah. Nobody knows who the Republican is.
I do. You want me to tell you about him? I just met him a week ago.
Really? You're going to vote for him?
Yeah, well, yeah. Neil Kashkari, he doesn't have a shot in H.E. Dunlop's 6-1 because he's running against Barry Brown, who I swear if he, and I'm not trying to wish him any harm, but if he keeled over right now, I think he would still win. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Like, there are a lot of people who have won. Now, that's the folly of politics. There was a guy named, I'm remembering his name now, who was in jail. He got elected to Congress in Ohio when I was there, and there have been people who have been dead, who got assessed. City Council in Chicago is famous for electing dead people. It's happened in Boston as well. So
the interesting thing about Neil Kashkari is that he's only 43. He's a young guy, and he's Hindu, which is, you know, not that that makes a big difference, but it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But he's used over half of his own wealth. He spent, like, I think he's worth
$4 million. Where do you make his money?
He worked for the Treasury Department, and I don't know.
Ripping people off? But
he's using over half of his wealth to run against Jerry Brown, and he's done, like, a lot of interesting to watch his campaign, because he's done a lot of stuff where he's gone undercover as like a homeless guy. You know, he's doing all these stunts to try to get some attention. And I don't think he's bad. For California, he's very socially liberal, but more fiscally conservative. Kind of fits.
California fits, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It was James Traficant, remember?
Traficant, right.
He just died.
Died a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, remember? Didn't he try to run his campaign from his prison?
Yeah, from jail. Yeah, he did. Yeah. And he had a bouffant hair. I remember interviewing the guy.
Big crazy hair.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. He was in here a couple of times. That guy was nuts.
Nuts. Craziness.
Funny, but nuts.
Yeah.
You know how I said the other day how most people don't know, don't care who's running?
Yeah.
I was at their local grocery store.
He had a microphone. You said you were from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Do you know who Jerry Brown is?
No, but these two older women in front of me were talking about all the robocalls, and one of them mentioned Jerry Brown, and the other one said, oh, he's the governor. He's always the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one said, no, that he's not. And she said, well, he's always been the governor as long as I've been here.
Uh-huh.
So they have no idea.
No.
Yeah.
Don't even remember Schwarzenegger.
Nope.
Oh, my. Well, let's see what happened here. Brazil's president was reelected, so the markets be a little volatile there today. A very acrimonious campaign in Brazil. You know, over the last couple of months, I think I've talked about this once or twice, we have some students who are involved in various programs at various colleges around Northeastern, and Babson come to mind, Bentley as well, have sent teams of students to my farm to study how the farm is working in suburbia, a dairy farm in suburbia. How does the store work? and various under things about, you know, how do you take care of your energy needs, and very penetrating, thoughtful things. And I've made this place sort of an incubator. I'm all about wanting people to learn. I set this up as a teaching facility, and that's why I'm excited to have these kids come. There have been three different classes from Bentley, Babson, and Northeastern. We had the class from Northeastern here yesterday. Do you think there's one American in any of these classes? Not one. Not one. The kids that were
came off the farm yesterday.
Well, there was the reason I brought it up is because there was a Brazilian kid there yesterday who comes from a family farm in Brazil. There was a Russian. There was an Indian. There was a Pakistani. And there was an Egyptian. And all these kids are here in Boston at Northeastern, and they're in a master's program, and they're studying energy, and they were interested in methane, they're interested in how I run the lights and all. It was, you know, it was just, I spent an hour or so with them. It was very probing and penetrating and refreshing to have the questions and solutions to various problems. The fellow, the Russian kid, says to me, "Are you going to be offended if we offer you suggestions on how to fix things?"
Like, no, free labor? Are you kidding?
Will
no
you pay for
them? Help yourself. I'll take anything for free.
And these are all kids in their mid to late 20s, too. I mean, these are mature students. So I just, it bothers me to no end to see these students. I'm happy to have them here and to help out, but there wasn't one American kid among all of these programs. Not one.
By the way,
yeah,
you have to take a few seconds and go look at the new president of Brazil.
Yeah?
Her name is Dilma Rousseff.
She's not the new president. Oh, yeah. She was reelected.
She was reelected, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks just like the Heat Miser from the Christmas cartoon.
Really?
Exactly like the Heat Miser.
Uruguay, their president. See, these countries, by the way, are all smart. They have their election over the weekend. Duh. What do we learn from that? Voters in the Ukraine this weekend.
Yeah, that is one thing we need to implement. You're talking about that. Saturday voting.
Stupid.
Absolutely.
Pro-Western parties appeared to win by an overwhelming majority in parliament in Ukraine over the weekend. So they've transformed the government there.
Would it drive the news, the cable news industry, bats if we decided to have elections that lasted from Friday night until Sunday night?
Oh, they would go.
If the polls opened Friday at noon Eastern time and went until Sunday at 7 p.m., it would drive the news cable, it drive them crazy.
Also, elections in Toronto today, Doug Ford replaced his brother Rob Ford because he had bad cancer on the ballot. He's a contender in the race to become mayor of the largest city, Toronto, largest city in Canada. So they're having their voting there today.
That's the best that they can pull up for Canadian mayors. Canada will be a part of America in the next 10 years.
Well, I told you that's originally, I think I had a 50-year plan. It may take a little more than 50 years, but Canada and America and Mexico will all be one someday. All right, so let's see here. Last night, Good Wife was pretty good. Jennifer is going to give us some television news. She doesn't like Madam Secretary, but she does like Good Wife was good.
I don't watch The Good Wife either.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I hear it's a good show.
Yeah, it is. All right, so TV report up next here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every year, we hold the Wacky Warning Label Contest, and the person who finds the funniest common sense warning label in America wins a prize of $1,000.
Over the years, we've seen some pretty hilarious labels, like the one on a motorized go-kart that warned, "This product moves when used," and a 4-inch long fishing lure with huge hooks dangling off the end that warned, "Harmful if swallowed." But did you know that the first wacky warning label we ever saw came from a Halloween costume? That's right. It was found on a Batman cape, and it warned, "Cape does not enable user to fly." Let's be fair, we've had a lot of fun with that one, and when my boys were younger, they appeared on TV shows in France and Japan wearing that cape. The show's hosts wondered why there are so many warnings about common sense things in America. The answer is that with all the frivolous lawsuits here, the courts can sometimes be even scarier than those Halloween costumes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
All right, Jennifer.
Dougie.
So let's see here. What can I do to upstage you?
Oh, gosh. Go right. ahead. Have your chance.
I'm just looking at, did you know the story about the Bewitched? This is Chuck Curry, our movie man, loves the word reboot.
It's a reboot.
A reboot. NBC is going to do a reboot of Bewitched. New show will follow Samantha's granddaughter. What do you think of that? Did you? You're,
I think
you
it'll
loved.
Be fun.
Didn't you love?
I loved Bewitched. Yeah, I loved watching the reruns of Bewitched. And you know, it depends. Some of these, it depends on how they do it. You know, sometimes they try to make it so hip and edgy. I think if they actually use the topic of the show, it would fit into the TV landscape really well right now with Once Upon a Time and a lot of the sci-fi stuff. I think it would work if they kind of stay true to the premise of the old show.
Okay, what do you have? I have a couple more, but I'll let you finish your stuff first.
Well, shall we talk about the first axing of the season?
First cancellation.
You want to ask me about it?
Yeah, I'll ask you about the first cancellation.
You
want to
ask me about it? All right, so ABC has canceled the romantic comedy Manhattan Love Story, which I watched one episode, as I do. Mm. It was horrible, horrible, horrible.
How did this stuff make it to the screen? How do these people get on?
You know, and that's the thing. Last season, ABC had some great shows like Trophy Wife, and they canceled them to make room for what is just a bunch of blech, I don't know. It was Annalee Tipton, who was on America's Next Top Model, and Jake McDormand. They starred in the show, and it was just really boring. It had a 0.7 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic, so that's the first official cancellation of the season. More episodes of Selfie will replace it in the meantime. Dynasty star Jeff Robertson says he's glad to be alive after suffering a seizure last weekend. According to TMZ, the Duck Dynasty star was in a stand hunting with friends when the seizure took place. He was then immediately taken to the hospital. He's the youngest of the boys, and he's on the show quite often. He's still in the hospital undergoing further tests. Now, big news over at Showtime. They're dumping a ton of cash into their series now. After three seasons on Homeland, Damian Lewis is heading back over to the network. He's joining Paul Giamatti in what's called Billions, where the two actors will play dueling leads. I love Paul Giamatti. I think he's very underrated. He's great. Billions is set in the world of Wall Street, where U.S. Attorney Chuck Rhodes, who Paul Giamatti will play, and hedge fund mastermind, played by Damian Lewis, will butt heads while billions of dollars are on the line. So there you go. They'll start shooting next year. Good news for TV viewers. I like to tell you what shows are picked up so that you can actually commit to them fully. If you're a fan of The CW, The Flash, and the show Jane the Virgin, both got full season orders. They've got pretty good ratings for CW. They picked up 6.1 million viewers, which CW Network is great.
Greg Berlanti from The Flash is developing an Archie comic show for Fox. Did you see that?
Oh, cool. Tell me about it.
Let's see here. Arrow and The Flash executive producer Greg Berlanti has sold Riverdale, a drama based on the characters from Archie comics, to Fox. The series will explore the famous love triangle between Archie, Betty, and Veronica. Oh, my God. Really?
You know they're going to make it. They're going to make it inappropriate, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a menage a trois. Right? How do you do that on television? You can do it on HBO.
Oh, you can do it now. I mean, networks are pretty, it's pretty easy to get around.
ABC's considering Phantom of the Opera as a television show?
That's pretty cool. I like that.
You think
that.
So?
Dark and creepy, sort of.
Hey,
and Pitbull's hosting the American Music Awards.
Pitbull? Who's Pitbull?
He's the...
Why are you laughing? I don't know.
He's a singer slash rapper kind of guy. Yeah, November 23rd, American Music Awards on ABC.
Really?
I didn't think you thought there would be a dog hosting the show.
I think I'll be absent that day.
He did it last year and got killer ratings, so they brought him back.
There you go. Everybody's got a different cup of tea. 51 at the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us, who is a big supporter because he's a cardiologist of a product called Heart Factors Plus. And it's pretty much all you need to know about the product. It's all about getting more blood to your heart, to your blood going to your brain, your blood going to your muscles. This is a terrific product. Number one supplement on this program, and you can get it by dialing 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. Get it, use it, feel the difference. 800-577-8560. We all need stronger hearts and better blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the program. He and I share a couple of hours together with you every weekend, the Good Day Health Weekend Update, with lots of live calls, questions, emails. Dr. Ken updates us on the latest medical news. Are you agreeing with the president that we need to be cautiously optimistic about the fight against Ebola?
I think that we are not doing what we need to be doing.
What are we supposed to be doing?
We should have we shouldn't be importing anybody from this area.
Right, yeah. No, don't let them come at all into the country.
Absolutely not. We should have a new CDC head. He blew it.
Yeah.
You know, he let nurses get sick. He
those nurses are getting Nurse Vinson and
What I'm concerned about, I'm not so much concerned that people are going to get Ebola. I'm concerned that if we have more cases in America, it's going to overwhelm the healthcare services.
Right.
Look what we know already. One single patient closed down the emergency department of a major hospital, one of five in Dallas. So as we see, by December, they're expecting that the numbers are going to be 10,000 new cases a week. If we don't have a travel ban from that area, we're going to have more cases. And guarantee the next single case that comes from Western Africa to America, there definitely will be a travel ban. So why not get ahead of it?
Well, because they're politics all the time.
Sadly.
9,900 plus confirmed cases, almost 5,000 deaths in these areas.
10,000 they admit to. They think probably 15,000 cases and about 5,000 deaths already. It has a fatality rate of 60 to 70%.
All travelers coming to the country will be actively monitored for 21 days. What does that mean? How do you monitor somebody? Is the police come to your door and take your temperature? What do they do?
These are not the people who work in the airport. Are they doctors? How can they diagnose? Even the emergency room doctor had a problem diagnosing this disease. Do you really trust them to diagnose these people at the airport?
Folly. All right. Good news about beer or for beer drinkers, right?
Absolutely. This is out of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Beer guzzling guys, though, can increase their chances of becoming a father if they drink a couple of beers each day. But downing few cups of coffee each day cut a guy's chance of making a baby.
I'm telling you, man, they should have just come to me for all of these.
Really?
I could have told them that years ago.
That beer was good for babies?
Absolutely. Go to any bar. You see lots of babies getting ready to be made.
It doubles the chances of a man becoming a father, but caffeine can harm sperm.
Really?
Oh.
All right. Let's fix your hair. Your hair is harmed because your the pores in your scalp are all plugged up. A product called Provia that'll cleanse your scalp and get the hair to grow back again, Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change now. I do not have to worry about the hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now, for all of your activities, Provia has a great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
The number to call is 800-543-5817. That's the one number to call to order Provia, cleanse the pores in your scalp, and have your own hair start growing back. The follicles are under your scalp. They just have a place to go, and they will when you cleanse the pores with Provia. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken, they'll send you the super concentrator Provia. 800-543-5817 for your hair.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.